Chapter 6 Solomon Builds the Temple. It happened in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. The house which King Solomon built for Yahweh, its length was 60 cubits, and its breadth 20 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. The porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was its length, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was its breadth before the house. For the house he made windows of fixed lattice work. The chambers. Against the wall of the house, he built stories all around, against the walls of the house all around, both of the temple and of the oracle, and he made side rooms all around. The nethermost story was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house all around, that the beams should not have hold in the walls of the house. The house, when it was in building, was built of stone prepared at the quarry, and there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. The door for the middle side rooms was in the right side of the house, and they went up by winding stairs into the middle story, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and he covered the house with beams and planks of cedar. He built the stories against all the house, each 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. God's promise. The word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying,
"Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and execute my ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I establish my word with you, which I spoke to David, your father. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel."
So Solomon built the house and finished it. The temple's interior. He built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, from the floor of the house to the walls of the ceiling. He covered them on the inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the house with boards of fir. He built 20 cubits on the hinder part of the house with boards of cedar, from the floor to the walls of the ceiling. He built them for it within, for an oracle, even for the most holy place. The house, that is, the temple before the oracle, was 40 cubits long. There was cedar on the house within, carved with buds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. He prepared an oracle in the midst of the house within, to set there the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Within the oracle was a space of 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he covered the altar with cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he drew chains of gold across before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. The whole house he overlaid with gold, until all the house was finished. Also, the whole altar that belonged to the oracle he overlaid with gold. The cherubim. In the oracle he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing to the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. The other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubim were of one measure and one form. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. He set the cherubim within the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim were stretched forth, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall. And their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. He overlaid the cherubim with gold. He carved all the walls of the house around with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, inside and outside. The floor of the house he overlaid with gold, inside and outside. The doors. For the entrance of the oracle, he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and doorposts were a fifth part of the wall. So he made 2 doors of olive wood. And he carved on them carvings of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold. And he spread the gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. So also made he for the entrance of the temple door posts of olive wood, out of a fourth part of the wall, and 2 doors of fir wood. The 2 leaves of the one door were folding, and the 2 leaves of the other door were folding. He carved thereon cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and he overlaid them with gold fitted on the engraved work. The courtyard. He built the inner court with 3 courses of cut stone and a course of cedar beams. In the 4th year was the foundation of the house of Yahweh laid, in the month Ziv. In the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all its parts, and according to all its fashion. So was he 7 years in building it.